Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. He's always stirring the pot of information throughout the Ohio Valley.
More like shaking it.
Tippi Hedren, huh? Never thought I'd be hearing a Tippi Hedren reference the day before Thanksgiving. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thank you so much for joining us. Incredible show for you today. Download the River Network app. We've got some really, 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 really good news for you. You talk about winning. President Trump has been nominating all sorts of people to fill all sorts of important positions, and it's an all-star murderer's row. I mean, just incredible. One home run after the other. There's only one clinker, the lady that they chose, or that he is nominating to be the Surgeon General. Apparently, she's got a very nasty, not a nasty, but a disturbing track record regarding the whole pandemic and the vaccine that's not even a vaccine because it doesn't stop you from getting coronavirus. In any event, the guy that he has chosen to replace, I guess it is to replace Fauci, now that I think about it, the National Institutes of Health, a new director, is a guy, Indian heritage, Indian as in convenience stores, not as in casinos, and super, super, super smart guy from Stanford. He's a medical doctor, but he's got another degree in some other really impressive thing. I don't know, business or some such thing. I mean, just super, super smart. Probably won the spelling bee when he was a kid. I mean, that's kind of smart we're talking about here. And the best part of it is, he's one of us. He is one of the people that Fauci and the establishment tried to destroy because he was telling us the truth about all of this pandemic stuff, anything connected with the pandemic. And you talk about winning. I've actually got two sound bites of, not even sound bites, but two audio clips, that's the right way of saying it, for you. This is the guy that's going to be replacing Fauci. And I'm telling you, I could not be more pleased unless I knew how to pronounce his name.
Engaged a media campaign to take down our proposal, to which tens of thousands of doctors, epidemiologists, and scientists endorsed, including a Nobel Prize winner. Under the banner of combating misinformation, government health agencies use their power to collaborate with social media companies to control the public conversation about science, COVID science, and policy. The pattern repeated itself throughout the pandemic with science bureaucrats abusing their authority to create an illusion of scientific consensus in favor of destructive ideas when none existed. So the American people deserve answers to fundamental questions about the pandemic. On what empirical basis were schools closed? Did public health decision makers consider the harms of their policies as thoroughly as their putative benefits? Why did authorities ignore recovered immunity or failure of the vaccine to prevent disease transmission in recommending vaccine mandates and discriminatory vaccine policies? With such a litany of failure, the American people deserve an honest COVID commission to evaluate the response and document all the errors as well.
And by God, we've got it. And when he talks about conspiring with social media companies, I offer myself as Exhibit A. I can't believe this actually happened to me, but it did. It happened right here in the Valley. When this first coronavirus thing started percolating up and people were going, hey, wait a minute, what is this? What's going on? Nobody knew much of anything. I never heard of this Dr. Fauci guy. The first thing that I found, the first red flag that I got actually came from these great radio stations. They sent out to the media essentially a pass so that you could drive around when everything else is locked down, and that way you could cover the story. We actually got passes. And I shared this on my show and on Facebook, showing you the letter. And I was supposed to keep it at all times in my automobile, which I did. And they were talking at that point about it. It's only going to be a couple of weeks. Couple of weeks, yeah, 2 weeks to flatten the curve or whatever, a couple of weeks. But I actually read that pass, read all the information on it. It didn't say a couple of weeks. And a couple of months, 2 or 3 months, this thing was good for. And I brought up on my show, on this show, on these great radio stations,
They're telling us one thing. And here I'm looking at the official document from the White House. It's saying something very, very different. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, then the pass should be good for 2 weeks, then everything should be fine. But it wasn't. It was for months. First red flag. And I was streaming my show on Facebook, as I am today, and I had been getting thousands of views of my show on Facebook, because it's a very popular show. A lot of people like it, this, that, and the other. I did not have anywhere near as many followers as I have now, because you build up followers and you build up followers. I've got more than 6,500, something like that. Back then, I didn't have anywhere near that amount. I had maybe 2,000 or 3,000, but I had thousands of views. At least, well, let me rephrase this. At least 1,000 to 1,500 views. If it was a really, really, really hot show, if I broke some story, it would be passed all around, and then it would be like 5,000, 10,000. Okay, fine. So the first red flag was the numbers, the dates on the passes that the feds gave us that didn't add up at all. And I brought that up, and then I started thinking, well, what else maybe doesn't add up? So I started looking up this guy, Fauci. And I started reading all of his, well, but many of his interviews, the transcripts. You get the transcripts. Also, there were many videos, him being interviewed. And I was struck almost immediately with this. The guy was so totally inconsistent that there was no other explanation than he was lying. Lying about the masks, especially, and their efficacy, whether they were effective, whether they worked. Time after time, I read, and I actually shared this with my listeners, this guy's telling us that, had been telling us for years, that these masks don't really work. It's all a psychological thing. If you feel that you feel, you know, more comfortable with a mask on, fine, but it's not scientifically, doesn't make any sense. And then he does a 180. And so, oh, yeah, you need masks everywhere. You need social distancing everywhere and this, that, and the other everywhere. And I had many examples of him just contradicting himself all over the place. And I called him a liar. I dedicated one show to him. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci is a liar. And I remember that show because I misspelled liar. I think I spelled it like the musical instrument, liar or something. In any event, I screwed it up. But that's what I did. And I was telling him, this guy's just flat out lying. Almost overnight, and you can check with the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group, this is multimedia conglomerate that is based here in Bel Air. I was speaking with him, and it was like, I guess the Sunday morning show or something like that, or somewhere over the weekend. And my views for my show, the stream of my talk show, which is just like this, except I had a producer and a professional board and a phone system and all that. The views went from well over 1,000 or several thousand down to a few hundred overnight. Like, it was as if somebody flipped a switch. And I went from thousands of views down to a few hundred overnight. I mean, like immediately. And I remember the conversation that I had with the owner. I said, Cody, something has happened here. There's no way there could be such a decrease overnight like this. There's no way that it's the same subject matter. It's the same host. It's the same everything. This does not make sense. Something happened. I didn't know what it was. But I knew something bad really happened. And it stayed that way to this day. But that didn't stop me from telling you the truth as I understood it regarding the pandemic and the coronavirus and COVID-19 and the wet market in China and Fauci and all that. I had every guest that I could get on to share with you, including Dr. Naomi Wolf and many others. They weren't going to silence me. What they did is they essentially shadow banned me and throttled me to make sure that virtually none of my followers would have access to the stream, to the recording of my show, because they did not want the word to get out, because I was one of the first. You can ask people like Dr. Naomi Wolf and others who were struggling with the same problems on different levels. And it's happening to this day. I checked before the show, I have 6,800 some odd followers on Facebook. And yet to this day, they continue to shadow ban and throttle. So I'll be lucky if I get a few hundred views for my show. Because that's who they are. That's what they are. And many of the people who operate in Facebook land, who are in different important positions in Facebook, are former government employees who had worked with the DOJ, the FBI, and all that, and now they're just controlling, they're the gatekeepers who are controlling vital choke points in social media, Twitter, until Elon Musk took it over, and of course, Facebook to this day. I mean, literally to this day, Wednesday morning, handful of views, handful, even though I have more than 6,500, about 6,800 followers. But our side won. Election day, our side won bigly. And so this guy, whose name I cannot pronounce, is going to be the new head of the National Institutes for Health. I believe he's the one's going to be replacing Fauci. This guy's golden. Super, super smart Indian guy. He was targeted by Fauci because he stood up to him and said, no, this is all bull crap. This is a pandemic, and ivermectin works, and hydroxychloroquine works, and zinc, and this, that, and the other. They did everything they could to destroy this guy. And that reference that he had made in the previous audio clip that I played for you about working with social media, here I am, I'm Exhibit A. And it's happening to this day. They're still doing it. I've got one more clip from this guy. It's about 45 seconds. In fact, let me play that for you right now. So our side is actually winning. I can't believe it.
Scientific consensus in favor of them. That was a lie. There was never a scientific consensus on almost any of the topics. And as you say, on masks, in fact, the pre-existing narrative, the pre-existing idea among most scientists before the pandemic was quite the opposite direction. What happened was a relatively small group, a cartel almost, of very powerful scientific bureaucrats took over the whole apparatus of science, at least as far as the public eye was concerned, dominated the media, dominated the message to politicians, and as a result, we had a catastrophic response to COVID, and you know, we're going to be paying the cost of that for a very long time.
Bhattacharya, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right. He is one of the absolute good guys, and this is the guy that Trump has nominated to be the new head of the National Institutes of Health. And I got to tell you, it's music to not only my ears but to all of us who were targeted by big tech, by social media, by the deep state, to not tell you the truth. I was one of the first to tell you the truth years ago about this lying little weasel Fauci and everything connected with this. And I'm the one who sent a FOIA request to Jim Justice, Governor of West Virginia, to give us the math and the science behind all the social distancing and the masks. And I got the information back saying, well, we don't have any.